When we last heard from Michael Franks, he was singing the praises of wintertime and holiday celebration on his 2004 CD, Watching the Snow. 2006 finds him returning to familiar musical territory, Latin jazz on Rendezvous in Rio.
Once January arrives, soon as the mercury dies.
Michael Frank's love for Brazilian music dates back to 1977, when he traveled to Rio de Janeiro to record two songs for his third album, Sleeping Gypsy. Over the years, samba has been a recurring theme in his music, not to mention Impressionist painter Paul Gauguin, who inspired Franks to write and perform 28 songs for his musical, Noah Noah.
The critics are never kind, they thrive on the negative, they seldom give their praise or their thanks, and the word is sacrosanct. The critics are always blind, deaf and dumb when it comes to change. Their feeble brains cannot penetrate until it's too late.
By far, the most ambitious tune on Michael Frank's new album is The Critics Are Never Kind, composed originally for Noah Noah. The song is a conversation between Paul Gauguin and his peers Vincent van Gogh and Edgar Degas. No doubt, Franks is exercising his right to creative license to its fullest. Another subject often broached on a Michael Franks album is love, reprised in ballad form on this track from Rendezvous in Rio.
Why can't we free the love inside us? Those in it, inhibitions which divide us. Is it naive of me to seek such ecstasy? I crave the chemistry of love.
Michael Franks with The Chemistry of Love, featuring an arrangement by keyboardist Jeff Lorber. Other musical guests of note include bassist Jimmy Haslip of the Yellow Jackets, guitarist Chuck Loeb, saxophonist Eric Marienthal, and former E Street Band keyboardist David Sanchez. Listening to a Michael Franks album, one can't help feeling like they're hearing his life story, and Rendezvous in Rio is no exception. Growing up in Southern California in the 1960s, Franks caught the jazz bug after listening to Take Five by the Dave Brubeck Quartet. The favor is returned with this tribute titled Hearing Take Five. I'm Doug Levine.
Life was good. It's hard to describe how simple times were then. Just being alive was all the thrill we needed. I still remember the day I heard Take Five. Before St. Frank had been canonized, our parents bragged that their martinis were dry, and JFK was flying high. And on the top of the charts, you heard Take Five. What became a hero. Now it's ones and zero. Never the same. Paul, Desmond, Jean, and Joe, and Dave brought my Philco alive, playing take five.